Welcome to another episode in our OT and IoT Security Podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Keen, and joining me today to talk about the role of machine learning and artificial intelligence in cybersecurity is Moreno Carullo. Moreno is co-founder and chief technical officer at Nozomi Networks. Welcome, Moreno.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy.
So, Moreno, before we get deep into the technicalities, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I understand that you founded Nozomi Networks with Andrea Carcano back in 2013, and I'm wondering how you and Andrea met and what compelled you to start a company together.
Sure. So, me and Andrea, we met at the university. Back then, we studied together, we spent time together, we hacked together, and that happened when we were doing our bachelor and master programs, and then eventually we started both PhD programs independently. I worked it, I did a PhD, and you know, we were just keeping in contact, and at some point he was finishing the PhD, came to my house and say, listen, I have an idea. I think this thing I'm doing here is something that can have a potential. And I checked what he did in his PhD, the material he provided, and it was very convincing. I really saw that it was something that could happen. So having something that is sound from an academic perspective, because the work he has done was recognized worldwide as very, very high quality, and also having the possibility to start a company with someone you trust and you believe is smart and great, I think it's something unique. So that combined with the fact that I was not super happy about my job, I was looking for something else. The two things combined were explosive, and with that we started to work background at the company, and then you know founded and so on and so forth. So that's more or less how we got started, and why together.
So a combination of a great idea and the perfect resource match. That sounds terrific. I also see that you're a longtime member of an IEC technical committee called Working Group 15. Can you tell us a little bit about what that group does and how you're involved?
Sure. So the group is a working group where really cybersecurity expert, and in particular industrial cybersecurity expert, meet three times a year. To work on standards, and in particular, this working group is devoted to working at technology standard for power systems end-to-end security. So the challenge being tackled is, hey, industrial control systems are insecure by default. Now, with the focus on power systems, the goal is to design end-to-end secure systems. So involving the communication protocols involved with encryption, the authentication, the role-based access control. So everything that is kind of standard in the IT and missing in the IT is being put into an end-to-end, well-studied design. So that's the primary goal of the group. Of course, you know, it's a vertical, it's power systems. But the interesting piece is that the gas industry is adopting these systems as well, because they make a lot of sense. They are using anyway the same kind of equipment, but also can be seen as kind of a lighthouse for other verticals, because at the end of the day, aside from the system you're looking at, the ideas and approaches remain the same. I have been involved for 5 years now. So we joined very early in the life of the company to this group. And I am editor of two parts devoted to the monitoring of encrypted channels, but also to the broader umbrella of, hey, how we can monitor these systems, taking into account many technologies that can be passive monitoring, active monitoring, log ingestion, correlation, and maybe weather data. So I'm editor of these two parts, and so working actively all throughout the year, and then in these three times a year in person to move forward these standards.
That sounds very valuable. I'm sure that the community really appreciates the efforts of the group. If we move on to the main topic, which is artificial intelligence and machine learning, I'm wondering if you can help us understand how AI and ML is influencing what's possible within cybersecurity technology today.
Sure. I think that there are many things that are being contributed by AI and ML. I think the primary one is the efficiency in putting together the technology. So companies can be more efficient because they can be sure to have a better result with less resources, because they can leverage on the machine, extracting and understanding the details of the detection technique, of the classification techniques. So I think this is important because it allows companies to go faster and doing better. As an effect, the system are more effective, right? Because with more efficiency, you can do more. The net result is that the noise is less, the anomalies can be detected better. There is more automation because these systems and algorithms tend to be, let me say, self-sufficient where it makes sense. And another important piece is the enablement of allowing these tools to be managed by smaller teams. So it's well known that there is a cybersecurity skill shortage in the world, right? So mm-hmm. Very big companies, very big issues and troubles and challenges, but so small teams. So it's very important to enable this small team to operate on a scale. So overall, I think that these two technologies have become something that a cybersecurity company needs to have. It is a must-have to innovate and push forward. And we have believed it since the early days.
And so how does Nozomi Networks use AI and ML in its asset intelligence and threat intelligence services?
Sure. The asset intelligence and the threat intelligence services are our two offerings for from one side to better tailor asset profiling and towards the security, the protection, but also the asset information piece. And threat intelligence is our offering for, like the name says, providing threat intelligence feeds and data for the detection algorithms. Both these two services enjoy the benefits of AI and ML. Let me give an example on asset intelligence first, and then I will switch to threat intelligence. With asset intelligence, we have a lot of data that is coming from our laboratory and information we can have in structured data from many, many sources about assets. This data is related to the behavior, the asset, the different assets that are on the market can have, maybe also depending on the firmware version and other things. Using automation and so asset artificial intelligence is key to be able to extract from this massive amount of data valuable information, be able to understand which is the standard behavior, how to classify an asset, even though, you know, in the traffic there is no direct evidence, there is such thing, and doing that with a very high accuracy and quality, I think it's impossible manually. It's just impossible, because on a scale, it's very likely that you will fail. So machine learning enables the teams to operate in a very schematic and very formal way, because you can use your data to train against the detection, but also use part of the data you have to see and predict which is the probability that the things that you are doing are correct. So machine learning is very valuable in our asset intelligence, because it allows to synthesize the data we have on a scale. On the threat intelligence services, where the goal is to create the detection IOCs and data being used for various components of the system, we rely more on artificial intelligence. So we do have a series of bots that are AI enabled that help us to make sure that everything is working well, that fuzzing the data doesn't create false positive on the other side. In other condition, they do triggers through positive. We use a lot of bots and automation to drive the process to make sure that we can deliver very frequent updates of the service, especially when there are spikes in the attacks and so forth. And like before, without all these AI-enabled automation, it would be very hard for any size team to do the job. So we invested in these technologies and this approach to be able to respond to our customer and to this industry as quickly as possible.
So AI-enabled automation is being used to spot and classify cyber attacks so that remediation by humans is faster and easier. Do you think that someday it will be able to use it to prevent the attacks on critical infrastructure and industrial operations?
The point can be, hey, right now, these technologies are mainly used to observe what's happening and to spot if something is bad. But the question is around, hey, can we get to a point where mm-hmm. we can use this technology to prevent the bad event to happen at all? So I think that we can think about kind of three phases. The first phase is you are being able to observe and say that something is bad, and the detection. Then we can say, hey, not only we have detection, we are able to remediate in automatic manner mm-hmm. or semi-automatic manner. And step three is prevent the detection to happen at all, because there are measures in place that prevent that to happen. So I do think that the long way to that is very complex. And there is something involved that is human brain, and in particular, the people working into these systems, but also putting and placing the budgets to make sure this can happen, is a complex system. It's people and processes and technology involved. The truth is that with the industry pushing towards these techniques and the automation and the culture of not doing things manually, I think will lead to these systems be designed in a more foolproof way and more secure way. But that, I think, will take a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I guess threat actors will continue to come up with new ways to to try to get in the systems as well. So it's a tough challenge.
It's it's the never ending battle between the good guys and the bad guys, if you want.
Right. So there have been a lot of firsts in Nozomi's history that you've been a part of. The first AI-powered ICS security solution. We've also seen the first solution to be used on a national power grid, the first OT monitoring solution with an open API, the first hybrid threat detection system, and so on. I'm wondering what drives the product innovation or the technology innovation cycle for Nozomi. Is it based on changing market needs, or do you have your own crystal ball that helps you see into the future?
that's a very good question. I think there is it's a combination of factors. So the first factor I think it's important is our commitment to making customers happy. So we are customers obsessed, and so we listen a lot to things that happen. And if you are able to do that on a scale, you can be really understand which is the market direction where things are going. And sometimes you spot a little things maybe 2-3 years before, just because you notice a similar feedback or a similar transformation happening in several places. But maybe before it gets something the market can see and document and recognize, it takes some time. But if you're able to do that and you work with customers that are committed and maybe are themselves innovators, you are able to kind of have this crystal ball. So this is one factor, being customer obsessed. The second, I guess, is the combination of the experience that is coming from our origins and is being instilled in the tech, in the R&D, in the, let me say, the engineering and product, everything, everybody technical about Nozomi. They have this culture of, being very focused, being very deep. And so everyone proposes his own ideas of what to do, and again applying our teamwork. We love to make sure our people are working well together. Is fundamental to propose and implement the next big thing every time.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you, Moreno, for telling us your story today.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us today to learn about Moreno's background and his technology vision for Nozomi Network Security Solutions. I invite you to check out the other podcasts in this series to hear more from our team and learn how we're all working together to create cybersecurity technology that makes the world a safer place. Thanks again.